Well, okay, there was not given a topic for today, but it came to do a meditation and take you through a little story. Okay. So I'd like to just rest in the real. The real that there is no person here to be speaking, and that there is no separate person here to be listening. The Supreme Spirit alone is. Okay. So now just take a deep breath. Did you just drift into a nice relaxation? And let the shoulders drop. Taking an inhale and releasing and relaxing on the exhale. Let the body rest in a comfortable place so that it does not tug for your attention. Just breathing, letting go. Breathing, letting go. Okay. So let's just leave everything for a few minutes here. I'd like you to leave the thoughts. If they come to your attention, just let them pass by. Just breathing and letting go. Relieving all memories, leaving all judgments, and relieving all future projections. Letting go of the lists we have for today and tomorrow. And just relaxing with the breath. We're just letting go. Breathing easily, comfortably. Leave it all. Leave the time illusion of a today. Release time. Let time go. Leave the illusion of a tomorrow. And leave the idea of a now. Just breathing and relaxing. So we're leaving it all. Leaving thoughts behind. We're leaving all concepts. Just laying them aside for now. So just rest back in the silence of your being. Of the stillness of self. Just rest in the real. You are the unborn. Infinite, formless, unchanging presence. You are God aware. Now, it is you, pure consciousness, you that has awareness of the life. You that has awareness of experiences that we commonly call our memories, our life. But it has always been awareness that is present. It has always been consciousness that is aware. The thought of me and mine entered awareness, and at some point, me was born in thought, and me became a belief, and me was taken in as truth. But that which has been aware of it all is pure consciousness, pure awareness, not a person. There has never been a personal you to have experiences and memories. All that we think of as memories are the experiences in consciousness and by consciousness. It is consciousness that is aware of the story, and that consciousness appearing wants to call my life. There truly is no person to have a personal, separate life. Life is God. Life is consciousness. And it is that that you are. This awareness is you, ever present. And it is what is hearing these words right now. And it is what will respond. There is no person here to be listening, and there's no person here to be speaking. All is consciousness, and you are that. Consciousness, it, which is you, has been present since before time. And it is all that is present now. You may accept the separation idea and thoughts of believing there is a person here who is listening and trying to understand. I am God. That person is not here listening or speaking. It is all consciousness, aware of something that is called listening and speaking. It, which is you, was present before the idea or concept of itself as being a person arose. And that presence is here now. In the form of the body came and was given a name, a label. You, consciousness, came to accept the thoughts that you were the name, that you were the label, that you were the thoughts and that you were the form. The consciousness created a story to go with it. All that is consciousness. There is no person here or anywhere that is going to become enlightened. There is no person here that is going to become pure consciousness. There is no person here that is seeking to awaken. It is pure consciousness, pure conscious awareness, coming to know itself as presence. You are as you are, and you are that now. So we have had the story of you, that you are, you that you have always been, and you that is now. Well, the story of there being a you only lies in thoughts, ideas, in concepts. So it is consciousness that is the author of the story. It is consciousness accepting it as real. And it is consciousness laying aside the story in recognition. I'm not the story. I am that which is aware. Okay, take a nice deep breath. Letting go. So, when we still accept the thoughts of actually being on a spiritual path or moving toward awakening or doing meditations or our practices in hopes of awakening, we are still at that time accepting the idea there is a separate person that is somehow going to accomplish something and become something. The sun cannot become the sun, it already is. Water cannot become water, it already is. You cannot become the presence because you already are that. Now, if thoughts and feelings and sensations still come that are uncomfortable, so let them come. Be uncomfortable. Be aware of being uncomfortable. Okay. So, what I'd like to hear now from you, if there is anything there that is still seeming to you to be some kind of a barrier or some kind of an obstacle. It's time to set these to look at them. Sometimes I hear it's because I still have thoughts of I'm tired or I'm hungry. Okay, so thoughts come that I'm tired and I'm hungry, but that still is just a thought. You're aware of it, you're conscious of it, that it's just a thought. And if you're speaking those words to another, part of the conversation. It is in your heart where the knowing lies that no matter the thought, I am that I am that. No matter the thought, no matter the word spoken, no matter what the feelings, sensations, or emotions are, no matter what is going on in all of those areas, I remain what I already am. You cannot make it otherwise.
Mary, can I say something?
Of course, love, of course. That's why we're all here.
For me, what was difficult was the moment when you said, be uncomfortable. And I don't know how, because this, while the during the meditation, this great feeling of this being uncomfortable on a physical level and mental level is so extreme. That there is something that wants to get rid of, and I don't know how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
That's a good one. Well, to be comfortable with being uncomfortable is to be present in awareness of the discomfort, not being present as person, but being present as awareness. So you there's a quietness there that you s actually sit or be with this sense of uncomfortableness. Okay, yes, bodies can get quite uncomfortable with a painfulness, and there's you sit with that from awareness. Again, not from separate person that believes it's the body. You sit there as awareness of it and allow it just to have its moment, have its space, that pain. But again, you sit with that discomfort from the heart, from the self. And not from the concept of being a separate person.
Okay, so the being uncomfortable seems so great because I'm sitting in it as a person that still wants to get rid of it, or sometimes it becomes the victim that has to suffer it.
Right. And that's all from personhood. That's all from the concept of separation. When you sit with it from yourself, from pure awareness, and you're aware of it, and you're aware of the discomfort, but you're looking at it from a higher altitude. You're not looking at it from the energy or the negativity of separation.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, love. There's nothing wrong with being uncomfortable. Yes, love.
Hey.
What I heard her say was, I think for me, and what I just heard, I don't know how to say Lila, whatever, but what I heard and what I think, what I'm hearing myself feel is this desire to get rid of something is so strong. Doesn't matter what it is. There's always, it seems like the desire to get rid of something or the desire to get some, it raises doubts. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, just, sit there and be comfortable with it. It's difficult when there's that. And that's what I heard her say was that I want to get rid of it. That's what I find the difficult And that's what you part. don't want to do. Right. But that's what the personality or the personal life or that separate sense that we're all in. I think that's like the key for me anyway right now is to get rid of, I mean, to sit and say, oh, be comfortable with that. Of course, we want to be able to do that. We want to be able to, But I just don't, kind you of don't want to welcome do, it. you don't want to do it from the head. Never, never, never. Of course Just not. No, never the mind, never the intellect. Of course not. from the stillness. But you have to also challenge these appearances. It's easy enough to say, that we're in this state of illusion of person, and it's difficult to do these things. But it's not really difficult if the sincerity of the heart is only to know who I am. Okay, if there's other agendas in there, then that might be a problem. But if that's the onlyness of sincerity, that why in the hell am I doing all of this? Why do I read? Why do I listen? Why do I meditate? Why am I? Supposedly, it's because you want to know yourself. And that sincerity or that devotion should or could be the driving force. The sincerity of I want to know. So if it's uncomfortable, let it be uncomfortable. If it's if the feeling I'm feeling is depression, let the feeling be depression. What can it do to me? It's a feeling. It has no more power than a I don't know a dandelion, but I give it power by saying I am in this position. We're all in this kettle of this sense of separation. Why do you keep repeating that to yourself? I'm in this kettle of this sense of separation. How in the hell do I get out of the kettle? You don't have to get out of the kettle. You have to recognize the kettle isn't even there. There's no kettle to get out of. There's no state of personhood to get out of. It doesn't exist. And when you rest in the heart and you look from there, that's where the knowing is. That's where the peace is. In that knowing, that's where the happiness and the joy, that's where it is within you. So don't cover it over, with the ideas that we've been given along the way, that we are in some kind of purgatory state trying to get to heaven. We're not. We are heaven itself. So even those thoughts that come that want to convince you that you're still in this state, do not accept them. Those are red flags as well. Anything that tempts you to believe you're not what you already are is a lie. It's just that. It's a temptation. And you have to be with those temptations and be comfortable or uncomfortable. It doesn't matter. Just be with them so that you can see clearly. I am not in some kind of in-between state trying to get out of it. I already am what I am. It's too easy to give those kind of ideas any credence just because we're used to doing it. It's just a habit. So don't give them the space of your attention. Recognize them for what they are, the temptation.
Sometimes, yeah, but sometimes, Mary, it comes in a stronger way than just thoughts. You know, sometimes it's not just our thoughts. I mean, the thoughts that, yeah, we can do that, but sometimes it comes in a stronger,
Okay, what do you mean a stronger way?
well, if somebody's in a lot of pain or somebody's facing, you know, they're in a lot of pain and they don't want to, you know, I mean, that's a much more stronger temptation than just a thought in the mind or a thought in our, you know, the temptation to fall into that belief in mortality that there's something wrong with my body or I need to go to the doctor or, you know, that's a much stronger temptation than what, I mean, a thought in the mind. Perhaps is, I don't know, maybe it's the same thing, but I think there are temptations that are, I mean, if you think about Jesus and the three temptations, I mean, he was starving. You know, turn this bread into, you know, turn these stones into bread. But some of the temptations are much stronger than just a thought in the mind. It's in the body. The body's trying to get our attention. And the other one, you know, I can give you dominion over everything. I'll give you this. All these lands are yours. I give you everything. I mean, some temptations are not just a thought in the mind. I mean, they're a lot stronger than that.
Even the pain in the body, the temptation comes as thoughts. It still comes as thoughts. That's the dialogue in the mind. Okay, so I know of pain in body. I know others that know of pain in body. And I can tell you that when it is so that there has to be the sitting down, okay? Because there's the difficulty with the standing, there's the difficulty in the walking. There it is a sitting with it. And yes, it's very uncomfortable. The body becomes very uncomfortable. It becomes very, very more painful. And there is the sitting with that pain and just being with it and resting in the heart that even at this stage, I still am what I am, and I am at peace with that. If there is a medical nurse to be taken care of, let it be taken care of. If there's a way to relieve it, let it be relieved. All will be taken care of in some way, but to first acknowledge that I am that I am. It doesn't matter how much pain there is and how much I want to get rid of it, or I don't want to have it around. I want to be able to walk. As much as that comes, I still sit in the heart. I am at peace. And what is to come or what is to take place will take place. But in that moment, I have turned something that is uncomfortable, pushing me into denying who I am. I am taking that opportunity and I am looking at it and I am resting in the peace. That is our nature. Okay? That comes first. That comes first. Then what is to come, that will come. Okay? But what's being spoken is, do not let the temptation bring a denial of who you are. Pain is pain. We all acknowledge that. And there's ways it can be taken care of. But firstly, be in the heart. Do not deny yourself. Do not say that I'm in pain and because of that pain, I'm a person in pain. No. The pain is present. I am aware of it. It's a little over the top right now. I think I'll just sit and be still. Okay. And then take care of what is necessary to be taken care of. No one is being foolish enough to say, well, just deny the body and go on about it. No. It requires some attention. It requires looking after, especially in some later stages. It requires some looking after. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're not denying that there is a body here that requires food and water and shelter, and we're not denying that. Just don't let it bring about you denying who you are.
Thank you. It sounds like realizing the what is permanent. And what is that? This is temporary. It's what came to me. Yeah, thank you.
Can I say something, Mary?
Of course you can, love.
When I listen to Alice and to you, it's like I do the exercise and sometimes I collapse and I wake up in the hospital. And then in the hospital, I have to remember that I have to remain conscious. And there was someone who said, "Listen, why don't you play a game? It's like the whole world is proving to you that God doesn't exist, and you be the only one who walks in it with the assurance that only God is." And I like this one because so you don't have to use the mind if you play it as a game. Like whatever you see, the whole world will prove to you that God doesn't exist, and you are the only one who remembers it. And when you see it as a game, it makes things easier, even in the hospital.
Okay. Okay, if that's helpful and it works, then indeed use
Yeah, I
that.
really like that. Thank you so much. Yeah. Because really, that is the truth. The whole world is trying to prove that. Yeah. Thank you
No.
so much. Yeah.
Oh, okay, back up. The whole world really isn't doing anything other than reflecting. If you're seeing reflections of the world trying to prove there is no God, then you have to turn around and look within. What am I projecting? What am I projecting out into consciousness to
Yeah,
bring
you're
that back to
absolutely
my
right.
attention?
Yeah, conscious.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
being God or being what I am, that's not the game. That's reality. Being that presence, the presence that you already are, that's reality. Believing in a separate identity, that's the game. That's the game you're playing. And that's why you see separation everywhere. Okay. Because you're playing the game of separation. So you're going to
Like, yeah.
see separation.
Yeah, I like that. That's much better going from that. The game is believing in a separate self.
Yes.
Yeah,
And
that's a
then
much better way.
it looks like that's what's real. Because that's what I'm
Yes.
seeing, but that's what I'm projecting. I'm
Yes.
projecting separation and I'm seeing separation.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome, love. But the state of your being does not require projection because it is already infinitely present. Okay, it's everywhere. If it's not being seen, if it's not being recognized, then you have to turn within. Okay, the issue is not out there if you feel there's an issue. Okay, that's in here. You have to turn around and look within. That I am projecting this. So there are no problems out there.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed that reminder. Thank you.
There are no problems out there. Every individual you think you're seeing, that's actually yourself incarnate using a different form. It's actually yourself. So there's nothing out there but you. Ponder that, meditate on. There's nothing out there but myself. And every expression is God. God in expression. And then comes the little things. Well, he doesn't act like God. Well, I didn't either 40 years ago. So what does that matter? It is either consciousness knowing itself as consciousness, or it is consciousness playing the game of separation. And then a spark comes and consciousness decides, no, I'm done with the game. I am what I am. But it's all consciousness. There's not a person that comes to that understanding and recognition. Okay. Is everybody happy?
Yes.
Okay. So you are already the very presence of consciousness. Okay, one more little thing to remember. And I don't know if we've, but the devotion and the practices that you engage in, or that are engaged in, remember that they are not being done by or for a separate person. Meaning, there's no sitting in the silence, there's no person sitting in the silence, hoping or praying to wake up or to gain some new knowledge. Okay? There's no separate person giving devotion to knowing the self. It is the self seeking the self. So the practices are not done for a separate person. The practices are done for something that is being called the mind. It is as if you are re-teaching the mind. When mind comes up with the thoughts, you're a separate person. No, I am that I am. Be still. The practices are for the mind. You are bringing the mind home back to the source. Because you do not need practice to be, right? You do not need practice to exist, right? We all practicing existing. We don't need practices to know in the stillness of our heart. All knowingness is already there. Okay? So we don't need the practices to be what we already are. The practices are to restructure the mind. The habits of believing the thoughts of separation over the thoughts or the understandings of I am. So the practices are not for a person to awaken. The practices are to help break the habits that consciousness has gotten itself into. Okay? You already are what you are. And you are that right now. And you are that fully right now. Okay? So, be still. And no. So, any other comments or questions on this glorious morning? Okay. So, all right then. Let us pray. Most beloved self, I rest in the peace, the calmness, and serenity that is my nature. I let the light of wisdom wash from me all delusions. I rest in the peace that stills all suffering. I exist. I am. Amen. Namaste.